Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 69, Supercharge Your Networking Experience. Jeffrey Gittimer said, "Becoming well-known, at least among your prospects and connections, is the most valuable element in the connection process." For some people, the thought of networking makes them sweat. Not just a little perspiration to the brow, but clammy hands and nervous pacing of the hallway, wondering if they can go into the room. It can be nerve-wracking meeting new people and learning what to say. Reading about it is one thing. Jumping in and introducing yourself to strangers takes courage. It can be a game changer for your business or your career goals. Isn't it time to take charge of your networking experience and take it to a new level? You need to take consistent action. Now, with social media, people can follow you and see what you're up to. And then when they meet you in person, the ice is already broken, so to speak. I was emceeing an event, and one of the speakers came up to me and started speaking to me. It was like we were long-lost friends, and then I mentioned to her that it was the first time we had ever met. She said, "No," in disbelief. "It feels like I already know you." It was great, as it reinforced congruency in my messaging and my social media. You can supercharge your networking experience by engaging and being social on online platforms where your clients hang out. This is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or maybe even Snapchat, depending where they go. Ask your prospects or clients where they network or socialize and go spend some time there. Don't limit your thinking to specific networking events. You have the ability to connect with people at the bank, the grocery store, the gym, the opera, or a conference or fundraiser. Attend industry or trade association functions. Arrange to speak at a business association, Rotary, Chamber of Commerce, or even a group or club in your area. Public speaking gives you credibility and puts you center stage where people can get to know you. It positions you as an expert where you can build rapport and trust quickly. Put together 1 to 3 signature speaking topics where you can showcase your knowledge and promote yourself. Once you have a speaking engagement, ensure that you get to your speaking engagement early to see if you have the opportunity to meet some of the attendees ahead of time. I find that doing this, the nerves that you already have, you can tame down by getting to know a few people and feel like you're going to be speaking to them directly when you do start. They will be pleasantly surprised that you took time to take interest in them. At the end of your talk, invite people to come and speak with you after to continue to build that connection. Remember, handing out your business card to everyone is like playing blackjack. It's not necessarily invited or welcomed. Hand out your business card as you really connect with people so that they remember you. Submit articles to industry magazines or online directories. This is another great way to showcase your talents and expertise to people so they can get to know you. Check out a variety of networking and association events in your area. Make a point of intentionally connecting with 2 to 3 new people each time. It is an old habit to gravitate to people you already know. You do not expand your network by hanging out with the same people all the time. Pick times to meet up, and you may even choose to introduce who each of you has met to each other. On average, each person knows 250 people, and each of those 250 people knows at least another 250 people. This is how your network truly expands. Networking is not a part-time or occasional exercise. Everywhere we go, we have the opportunity to network with others. Timothy Houston had said this. Networking can also take place on online forums, webinars, podcasts, sky's the limit. Make a list of networking events for the next 1 to 2 months. Ensure that you have your business card. Smile, be friendly, and don't be afraid to initiate the conversation. Create strong, solid connections by discovering what you may have in common with another person and find out what matters to them. Take a genuine interest in who they are and what they do. Think of ways that you may be able to support them. And don't forget, most importantly, follow up with the connections you make within the next 24 to 48 hours of meeting. If you don't follow up, you're not intentionally networking and you are out for a social event and you could be leaving a lot of money on the table. And not only that, you could be missing out on some truly amazing relationships that make your life rich from the inside out. And before we go, I just want to reinforce to you that networking is a powerful way to connect with people, and you never know what's going to transpire. Years ago, I met my co-author, Charmaine Hammond, while we were at a conference, and we sat down at a table next to each other and realized we had a lot in common and decided that we were going to go for coffee after. And as we met, we found out that we had even more in common, and we decided to write a book together. And that's how GPS, Your Best Life, came about. So you never know who the person next to you will be, how it will transpire, and what events will follow. So really keeping that in mind. And I want to remind you, I'm so excited. My book, Let's Be Curious, is on its finishing stages. It's going to be ready to launch soon. And if you want to read more about it, please go to www.letsbecurious.ca. It is talking about how to ask the right questions, get better answers, so you can make the best decision. Too many times we ask questions at face value. Isn't it time that we dig a little bit deeper? Imagine if you had some of your most pressing questions answered by knowing how to ask the right question. I want to thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help live rich from the inside out. We would love for you to subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show, share it with your friends and colleagues, give us a 5-star high five, or write us a review. And also, you can subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you can get your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And I would also love to hear how this podcast has impacted your life. Don't be afraid to email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. Go out and be that change you wish to see in the world and make today great. I look forward to having you join me on the next podcast.